Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So guess what? Now we hear that Iran is saying that, well, you know, the war is probably still going to expand inevitably, and there's really nothing that we can do about it, and this kind of thing. Well, folks, you know, I sure hope not. I sure hope not. And if we have anything to say about it, it won't. And hopefully Iran will take that message of don't. But I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't hold our breath unless we can really back it up with the idea that, you know, don't means there are consequences. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. It is the weekend edition of the show. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome as we begin this Saturday morning program. And 949-822-7959, that is the number to call if you'd like to call in and opine on program this morning, 949-822-7959. And, of course, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message. And we'll see that during the broadcast, of course. And some of you may be hearing this program some other time on the weekend or during the weekend on Saturday or Sunday. And so if you're listening to the program on a replay, well, feel free to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Send me a direct message. And then also, of course, you can check out my social media, Facebook, also X. I almost said Twitter, but it is, of course, X, but we'll just call it Twitter anyway, I think, most of the time. And you can follow me there. And, again, send me a direct message. We'd love to hear from you. Well, first and foremost, as we head into this Saturday morning edition of the program, I just want to say, of course, it's November the 11th. That means, of course, that it is Veterans Day. And Veterans Day, of course, is an incredibly meaningful day in our history. It goes back to 1919, when on November the 11th, of course, there was the armistice. So it's known as Armistice Day back in those days, but then became a federally recognized holiday back in 1938. Of course, it's all morphed into, as it should, I believe, Veterans Day, where we take our opportunity to say thank you to those veterans who served in our military forces and who so generously gave of themselves their time, their talent, their energy, and in many cases, of course, taking the physical blows that came with it. And they would have done anything their country asked them to do. And they would have willingly gone in to battle. They would have willingly gone anywhere that they felt their country needed them to go. And so one of the things, and especially, and by the way, later on in the program, we're going to hear a replay of my conversation with Jimmy T. Smith, who we spoke with on the Thursday morning edition of the program, Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website, by the way, cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And we talked about what Concerned Veterans for America are doing for our vets. They also look to influence policy for our active military. And so as a treat here on this weekend edition, and because it's Veterans Day, we wanted to bring that interview back. So we'll hear a replay of that here a little bit later on in the program. But one of the things I was telling Jimmy, and he wholeheartedly agreed, of course, was this notion that we can only have programs like this. We can only have a country like we have. We can only have the ability to say what we want, express ourselves, to have the opportunity to work hard and excel and go as far as you possibly can go. The only reason we can do that is because of our veterans who have fought and made sure that our country stays free and who have ensured that ability for us to live in peace and to raise our children in peace and to live our lives. It is really just such an incredible gift. So on this Veterans Day, of course, we do say thank you to all those who have served their country. Now, there's a lot of people listening to this show. In fact, I got a message earlier today from a Vietnam veteran, and I appreciated it very much. And many people listening to this show are veterans themselves, and they know that our focus, and we honor, of course, our nation's military, our active military, of course, our veterans as well. And we always will. There's just no doubt about that. You know, I myself was never in the military service. My father served in Korea, and but he told me many, many different stories. He was also in ROTC, and he instructed at OCS before going overseas. And so he instilled in me a great respect for, in his case, the U.S. Army, and of course the military in general. And I grew up really understanding and seeing firsthand what it was to serve your country and to realize that, you know, sometimes there are things that are bigger than yourself. And just the idea, again, that people would go and simply do what had to be done in order to serve their country and to protect the ones they love is just really, really means something to me. And so today, right here on the program, first segment, I wanted to dedicate to it, simply say thank you for everything that you've done, for everything that you've been through, for the pain, for the sorrow, for all these things that you bore in order to serve because you felt that deep calling to serve. So once again, folks, we're here. We're glad that you're there. We're live this morning, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to call in and be on the program this morning. So we definitely want to hear from you. And don't forget also you can send us a direct message. Simply go to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And we will find your direct message there. All right. So here we go, folks. Again, Saturday morning edition is here, is upon us. And we are going to see you right on the other side of the break this morning. So, don't go anywhere. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Welcome back as we continue racing across your radio dial here on this Saturday morning edition, the weekend edition of the program. And, of course, the weekend edition, that's the day of the week. Well, you know, we kind of have a little more fun than we do throughout the rest of the week. Kind of let our hair down a little bit more, if that's even humanly possible, throughout the rest of the week. And, you know, we just have fun. And we've been getting a lot of great calls, by the way, all week long, a lot of great calls. And it's really fun to see these lines light up almost like all at once sometimes, because the discussion is going so well. So we really appreciate it. Keep the calls coming. Keep the direct messages coming. Just received one, by the way, from Richard the Marine up from his vantage point on the Pacific Rim, and that would be, of course, his vantage point in Central Oregon coast. And he says he's there. It's 52 degrees and rain this morning. Yes, of course. Yeah, we'll be talking about that, by the way, in the Trucker Traveler Report. And he wishes everybody a happy Veterans Day. Semper Fi, Richard. And so, yes, definitely, Semper Fi. And so I did mention that, yes, my father had served in Korea. And but I was not in the military, but and I'll let you in on a little secret. As long as you just don't tell anybody, as long as you don't tell anybody. No, but actually, back in the early 80s, I actually did some work with the USO, and that was out of the Hollywood USO. It was Bob Hope's USO, and you know, we got to do some shows and some performances and things like that, and we found ourselves out at places like 29 Palms. And this is way back in the day, folks, way back in the day. And also down at Camp Pendleton, which I'm sort of nearby, and so it takes a little while to get there. But we got to do some shows there as well. And I got to meet a lot of great people, a lot of great military folks, and just also had a lot of fun. So one day I'll spin some other yarns about that, because we had some pretty interesting times doing that. But at any rate, folks, once again, don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. 7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. Or if you want to do like Richard the Marine, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website where you can find my podcast as well. And you can send me a direct message, which we'll see during the program. So once again, happy Veterans Day. That is for sure. Well, let's check this out here real quick. A little politics here. This from Breitbart. Trump bests Biden in key swing states in a third poll this week. Former President Trump leads President Joe Biden in 6 of 7 crucial swing states, according to a Bloomberg News Morning Consult poll, mirroring a trend in 2 separate polls published Sunday and Thursday. Now, before we get to those polls, let's go back. It's not the Wayback Machine, but it is, I guess, kind of a time machine because it goes back basically to yesterday, I believe. So we're turning back the clock to yesterday. Let's hear what Joe Biden had to say when Peter Ducey asked him about being behind Trump in the polls. And this was out near the helicopter, so there's a lot of background noise, unfortunately.
Why did you strike Iran's Revolutionary Guard?
Because they struck us.
And President Biden, why
did you hit them again?
Why do you think it is in this election season that
why
voters...
Why do you think it is, Valerie? Take your question.
It's a good one. I got 2 good ones. Why do you think it is that people should be more concerned about abortion access than your age?
I don't think it's a comparable comparison.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. I'll just give you 10 polls. 8 of them, I'm beating them in those states. 8 of them. You guys only do 2. CNN and New York Times. Check it out. Check it out. We'll get you a copy of all the other polls.
Yeah. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. And so so there's Joe Biden in a, you know, a moment of, I guess, you know, just wanting to really sort of beat up on Peter Ducey there for a moment. But it didn't really work out too well. But let's get back to this article. In a hypothetical head-to-head matchups, Trump leads Biden to varying degrees in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, while they tie in Michigan. Well, I think, I think we can take care of that thing in Michigan, especially if they're tied. Now, a lot of people, and I think we even had a call earlier in the week where the caller asked, well, why is it that they're even so close? You know, that's a really good question. Part of that, I don't think, is just Joe Biden, the person, necessarily. I think you have Democrats who are looking, of course, to continue the Democrat policies. So perhaps they just see Biden as encompassing them. But that all that could change. Maybe that could change, of course, depending on, again, the circumstances on the ground. Because we've got a whole year, basically, to the election. And we don't know exactly what the world's going to look like in 6 months. What are the most important things going to be? How is the economy going to continue to affect people, their kitchen table budgets, and so forth? This is really going to be volatile, I think. So, this from the polls. This is the Bloomberg Morning Consult. Georgia, Trump, 48%. Biden, 41. That's Trump plus 7. Arizona, Trump, 46. Biden, 42. That's Trump plus 4. Pennsylvania, Trump, 47. Biden, 44. That's Trump plus 3. Nevada, 46 to 43. That's Trump plus 3. Wisconsin, Trump, 47 to 46. Again, very close. Plus 1. North Carolina, again, 48% to 39%. That's Trump plus 9. So that's huge. Michigan comes in. Biden, 43. And Trump, 43. So they're essentially tied there. So, but at any rate, I think what this shows, of course, is that no matter what, and again, these polls, they are snapshots. We are, of course, I think we have to take everything in consideration with what happened on Tuesday. But overall, why I think the real question is, and I think it was a great question from the caller, right? Why is Biden so close? But I guess the question to the Democrats would be, and the Democrat Party elite, why is Trump doing so well? You know, they've indicted the guy. They have drug him through the mud. They've done everything. They tried to kick him off the ballot. They tried to say that he's part of the, you know, the article in the Constitution about leading an insurrection and has to be disqualified, et cetera, et cetera. And yet it's not really making a dent. Now, I know that there are some people out there that they are not going to want to vote for Donald Trump. I get it. Even some people that voted for him before. But as I said, there's a lot of time between now and the election if it continues to be Donald Trump leading and will get the nomination. And let's just say maybe he doesn't. But at the same time, you still have this notion that people felt better when Trump was president about their finances, I think generally speaking about what was happening around the world. And of course, now that Trump was out of office, here comes Joe Biden, and as I've been saying many times, the adults in the room, here come the adults in the room, and you can hear them sort of walking in. I'll simulate the walking in the room there. They all come walking in the room, and what happens? The economy goes bad, and we are on a almost inexorable path to World War III. And I'm not trying to, be pessimistic. I'm really not. But it does not look good. The world is on fire. The war in Israel is going to be so incredibly definitive that we don't even know how important this is at this point. We know that it's incredibly important, but all these ramifications remain to be seen. Because one of the top stories we were going to be talking about this morning is the fact that you have massive protests erupting in New York City and in other places as well, and they're still protesting against Israel, that's for sure. But and they say they're protesting to free Palestine, and you still hear the from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and that means destroy Israel. And it's really sort of sick. A lot of these people just don't understand what it is, who they're throwing in with. I mean, it's as if Hamas is just gathering, you know, proselytes or whatever they call them, you know, to their cause. And it makes no sense. It makes us, you know, sort of, we can't get our heads around this. And I'm watching these protests and I'm thinking, oh, and by the way, here comes Rashida Tlaib as well. And she says, well, you know, they don't understand. They're twisting my words. I'm talking about coexistence. Coexistence. How can you claim? And I think this is a legitimate question, my friends, and then somebody needs to ask Rashida Tlaib this question. How can you coexist with a group if you keep calling basically, essentially for their destruction? That's the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. Now, of course, in my opinion, she's got this cottage industry, right? She's got this cottage industry of her supporters and stuff like that. She didn't go to Congress to do Congress things. That's my opinion as well. But really, she wants us to believe that this is all about peaceful coexistence? You got to be kidding me. We don't buy it. All right, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number. Saturday morning, weekend edition. Stay right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces advancing further into Gaza amid the ongoing conflict with Hamas. Local health authorities in Gaza report intense bombing and the presence of military vehicles. Former President George W. Bush expressing confidence that the Israel-Hamas conflict will ultimately end.
Yeah, the images are grim. And yes, there's violence. But ultimately, love overcomes hate.
Bush made the remarks during his annual bike ride in Texas, organized to support injured veterans. Sacramento is taking a stand against misinformation with a new California law set to go into effect next year. The Democrat-backed legislation requires all K-12 students to receive education in media literacy skills. The curriculum will focus on developing critical thinking when assessing online stories and recognizing potential falsehoods. Instead of a standalone program, the lessons will be seamlessly incorporated into existing classes. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, Bossa Nova Baby. Just a classic, 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 classic. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, it is the weekend show, 949-822-7959. That's the number. And we do have callers hanging on, so callers, please do hang on. We're going to bring you on here in just a couple of moments. Because first I want to let everybody know that AM860 and Wired Differently proudly present Countdown to Election 2024 with Salem hosts Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, and Sebastian Gorka live November 14th at the T. Pepin's Hospitality Center in Tampa. Now, with pivotal topics that will shape the 2024 election, don't miss a VIP meet-and-greet session and a guest appearance by the CEO of Wired Differently, Todd Saylor. So get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. That's Countdown to Election 2024, Tuesday, November 14th. Tickets, again, available at theanswertampa.com. Brought to you by Wired Differently. All right, so let's head over to the telephone line this morning here on this weekend edition. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning.
Hello?
Hello, yes, you're on. Good morning.
Oh. Hi, yeah, I'm Jim. How you doing? Yes, I'm a little changing the topic a little bit, I guess. I'm concerned about Muslim American servicemen. Okay?
Okay.
Like, if we do have to go into war, which I'm already going to be on. And I'm referring back to the Nigel assigned Fort Hood shooter in 2009.
Right, right, yes.
Senior servicemen. So, you know, it's a pretty serious issue.
Well, and, I agree. I agree. Well, I guess the simple answer, I suspect, is that we just don't know until something happens, but it would seem to me that as with any service member, if they display something that is, you know, concerning and this kind of thing, that hopefully it gets up the chain and somebody takes notice, because that's what we're supposed to do anyway out in the big world, right? If you see something, say something.
Right, okay. Yeah, because, you know, I know they've been checking on, like, you know, what white supremacists and all that kind of stuff, but I don't know how many white supremacists have killed servicemen. I'm not aware of any, but, you know.
Well, you're right.
It's most, they already got track record, you know.
well, see, but here's the thing. You actually bring up a really good point. And the point is that you bring up, I think, is really insightful here, is that, you know, they, as a matter of course, other groups may be looked at and scrutinized perhaps more than a particular group, like a group of like the Muslim faith, and so they may simply believe because of political correctness or this kind of thing. But it seems to me that anybody who might demonstrate any kind of a concern would be put under that microscope.
Right. Okay.
All right. And then, and yeah. Jim, yeah, where are you calling from?
Clearwater, Florida. I'm actually listening to you here on the Florida station 860.
Excellent. Wonderful. All right. Well, Jim in Clearwater, glad to meet you here over the phone, and feel free to call back anytime.
Okay. Good talk to you. Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Jim in Clearwater, everybody. And that's a really good question. You know, it's unfortunate that something like this even has to be asked in this day and age. But certainly, and I will say this, right? Certainly what we've seen happen over the last month, right, or a little bit more than a month now since October 7th, we have seen people come out of the woodwork like you wouldn't believe. Later on, we've got a clip from Alan Dershowitz talking about even what President Obama said about the, quote, occupation going on, right? And how this stirs people up, and how it actually, I think, in so many ways brings them out of the woodwork. And you say to yourself, why are you thinking like this? Right? How did you arrive at this conclusion about Israel or about the Jews in general? I mean, it is so mind-boggling that we can't even get our heads around it. All right, well, let's head back over here to the telephone line. I think we've got Bob and Banning, and Bob and Banning, there you are. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I think the question before us is, how can any of us survive a nuclear war with now new stealth bombers going into service with nuclear weapons and laser beam weapons? And basically, the way I look at this, the only beneficiary is the major party, which is the Cockroach Party. Because if there's a nuclear war, the cockroaches will have plenty of nuclear cooked humans and animals to eat. And I'm not a member of the Cockroach Party. I don't support that majority party. I'm a member of the minority party called the Human Party.
Okay.
And I find it abhorrent that these people who want to be president don't talk about and confront this issue. And if I could get to be president, I would start to land these nuclear bombers and take off the nuclear bombs and do what President Kennedy tried to do, is to put an end to war, put an end to nuclear war, and get together with Russia, China, and definitely say, listen, how can the way we're going, we're not going to survive. And the only thing that can survive a nuclear war will be the cockroaches. So which side are you on? I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're Muslim, Jewish, or Christian. I don't care what religion you are. What I'm asking all of you, my fellow Americans and my fellow citizens of the world, as President Kennedy said, which party are you with? Are you with my party for John F. Kennedy disarmament, who was elected yesterday, November 9th, when the votes came in? Election day was November 8th. We didn't learn until early in the morning on November 9th that he was the president. In my estimation,
my personal friend and the greatest president we've ever had, at least definitely in my lifetime.
But what you're talking about, of course, you know, I think nobody would disagree with the idea that nobody ever wants a nuclear war. And certainly,
we've got to stop it.
Well, and we certainly
we've got
thought,
to,
and we
the
thought,
only way to stop it, Kyle, is to stop making and putting into service a new stealth bomber loaded with nuclear weapons and particle beam weapons, and just escalating the arms race until oblivion.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand the sentiment completely. I do know, unfortunately...
Would you vote for me for president to put an end to war John F. Kennedy?
Well, I'm not endorsing you for president at this point, but...
I'm a good Republican. I'm a conservative good Republican like President Kennedy would be
Kennedy could not get arrested by the Democrat Party these days.
If Jack came back with tax cuts and cutting spending and bringing the troops home, that's the Kennedy Democratic Party. What we've got now is the Bolshevik National Socialist Party of the what I call the Demorats. And no one's running against that, not even Trump and RFK Jr. And they're all empty. I mean, I look upon myself as the real president, Republican, conservative president, like President Kennedy would be. And I'm saying to everyone out there, I've got to wait a year, but if I can get the votes of all the people marching in the street.
I'll tell you what, I just real quick here, because we're going to start running out of time, but the issue with the bad actors of the world is that they will have these weapons no matter what. We could dump all of ours, or we could get Superman to throw them into the sun tomorrow.
It takes a good actor. It takes someone good, someone better than all of them. President Kennedy better than all of the people of his time.
It's unfortunate because we'll never know
Bobby
what Kennedy could
have
done.
We can do better.
What I'm saying is that you have to be able to tell those bad actors and make it so unthinkable for them to come over and hurt the people that we love that it would be irresponsible to not maintain a defense against what they have.
I'll try to make them my friends. I'll try to make them friends of America. I'll try to lead America to be the number one nation in the world for peace.
Well, those are wonderful sentiments, Bob, and we appreciate it. We appreciate those sentiments. Nobody wants war. We all want to live in peace. But what happens when somebody comes over and says, guess what? We're ruling over you. We got to be ready. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Great call, by the way. And we're coming right back right after this, so don't go anywhere.
You know the thing.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. You know, I was so happy when the Santa Ana winds finally went away. Again, we had one round of Santa Ana winds, and then a couple of days later, we had another round of Santa Ana winds here in the Southern California area, and I was so happy. I was so tickled. I was so just overjoyed when they went away, because it's been doing nothing but causing horrible destruction, at least at my home. And I mean, just in the yard and all the stuff. It's just, and me, as you, and listeners to the program know that my garden shed was destroyed by the Santa Ana winds. Well, guess what? Okay, now it's not Santa Ana winds, but now we get to have another atmospheric river come in the early, on the midweek here. So around about Thursday or so, it's going to rain, then it's going to rain, then it's going to rain some more. Just a little exasperated, but of course we have many of our listeners that have other weather issues all across the country, and that's what we do here in this portion of the program, the Trucker Traveler Report. But before we get to the Trucker Traveler Report, we like to have a song that makes sure that we keep you pumped up, we keep you going. If you're driving a big rig, if you're working a shift, if you're up working a job, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever you're doing overnight in America, it's our job and it's our privilege and it's our solemn duty, right, to make sure that you stay pumped up. Well, I don't know a better way to stay pumped up than perhaps a live version of Eric Clapton and Bad Love, the Maestro. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Clapton, of course, just an amazing, amazing, amazing guitar player. And the band, by the way, also is just absolutely cooking. And, folks, once again, it is the Trucker Traveler Report time here on the program. And so let's take a look. Other than the inundating, Noah's Flood or something that's coming to Southern California and parts of the West Coast on or about Wednesday, we're going to take a look at what's happening around the nation. Right now up in Seattle, Washington, you've got rain there. You've also got rain and snow that is east of Seattle. It looks like that will be, of course, up in the higher elevations into in the mountain regions and so forth. But all kinds of rain. And this is right now, this whole thing is sort of churning off of the coast of Alaska, of whatever that is that's coming down the pike here. So we would definitely want to be aware of that, and if you're on the West Coast, just be very aware of that and be careful with your local weather reports and so forth so that you're ready. And then, of course, also, we're taking a look here. This is going to be in New Mexico. It looks like we've got a potential for very dense fog and freezing. This is late through Saturday night late Friday night into Saturday morning. The dense fog advisory, this is going to stretch all the way from Santa Fe down towards Alamogordo, encompassing Albuquerque and Socorro as well. So that means if you're coming down Interstate 25, you could have some very dense fog. So be aware of that, and be sure to pull off the road if you have to, or find safe harbor until you can see well. And then, of course, up in the Pacific Northwest and the Northwest right now, we do have some high wind warnings. I guess that's where the Santa Ana winds went. But if you're in the Spokane area, heading over through Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down I-90 through to Missoula, Montana, our friends in Missoula, and then, of course, also Helena, you've got some high wind warnings there. Also, got a lake wind advisory going into the weekend here up near Glasgow, Montana, and that, of course, is U.S. Highway 2. And, by the way, our friends in Cheyenne, you've also got high wind watches, especially as you head up I-80 towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, where it becomes a high wind warning. So definitely be careful there. Now, in terms of other rain and precipitation as we head into the weekend, our friends in Atlanta, you've got all kinds of rain all through most of the state of Georgia. This is going to go down to Macon as well, and then over into Alabama, Troy, and looks like down to Dothan and on down towards Mobile. And this is also going to stretch over down into southern Mississippi through Gulfport and then right smack dab through New Orleans as it makes its way out into the Gulf. And it's going to hit just the very southern tip of Texas as before it heads on in into Mexico. So do be aware of that. Be very careful there as well. And then we have some various showers that are happening in Oklahoma. We got a call, by the way, from Oklahoma just the night before last, I believe, or morning before last, depending on the time zone here and your perspective. It looks like we've got some rain happening in Oklahoma, and this is going to be in the Fairview area, going northwest up through Woodward, I should say, and on up towards Buffalo. And then that's going to cross over into Kansas. If you're near Meade or Montezuma, Kansas, or Dodge City, you don't have to get out of Dodge, but it's just raining there, at least according to the radar right now. So, yeah, you could probably stay put, I'm pretty sure. You don't have to get out of Dodge. And then in northern Texas, up near Plainview, this is north of Lubbock, we've also got some rain showers on the radar there right now. So that kind of tells us what's happening there. And once again, folks, one of the reasons we do this is so that those of you who are listening to us, wherever you are, and you might be driving in the overnight, you might be trucking across the country or traveling at that time or up working, doing whatever you're doing, we want to be able to let you know sort of what to expect. And by the way, you can pick us up on a live stream as well. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got the live streams there for GCN, also for TheAnswerTampa.com. And TheAnswerTampa.com also has, which is the AMH60, our home station, our flagship station, they have a great app that you can download for your iPhone or for your Android or for your iPad, for example. And it's free, and you can sign up for it or just download it and install it real easy. And then you can just pick up the station whenever you want to, and you can pick up our program as well. plus all the other great programming there on AM 860. So wherever you are, however you're hearing the program, we just appreciate it. We are so happy to be connecting with so many of you out there that it really, really is just a really something. And one of the things, of course, we've got a lot of great messages. We've got a lot of great encouragement. We've got a lot of great reaction. And we just really appreciate it. And I want to make sure that we take the time to let you know that because it really does mean the world. And try to get back to every message that we get. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time, just depending on other demands and so forth. But we definitely are endeavoring to do so. And so we hope to hear back from you here real soon. And we're going to head out to break here. Your top of the hour news is next. So we'll hear the news. We'll pay a couple of bills. And then we're going to come back. We've got another great hour ahead of us. We'll be talking with Denise Simon in hour number 3, of course, of the weekend show. So it's chock full. It's chock full. And we're coming right back. Once again, 949-822-7959. And once again, we honor and respect our veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.